Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Cliff Inico is here. Cliff is our good friend, longtime, more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust. He's an attorney specializing in tax and legal issues for small businesses. He's the author of a regular column that is published in many different syndicated locations. He's the author of a number of books, including several eBay books on how to be legal in marketing and all that on eBay, and then of course his new book, The Crowdfunding Handbook, is an outstanding, very important book for right now. And he's our good friend Cliff Inico. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Good to have you back. So, at this point in time, after this lost decade of slow sales, tough business, and those of us who've survived, wouldn't you think we've just about cut all the costs, done all the cost cutting that can be done to a business?
Is there
anything left
that,
to be cut?
You would think that. But basically, I mean, look, as you know, Jim, and we talked about this a number of times, there's an iron law when it comes to growing a business. If you have a business and you are looking to grow it, make it bigger than it is today, there's only two ways you can do it. You either raise your revenue somehow, raise your prices or sell more stuff, find new markets, find more uses for the stuff, mm-hmm. But if you can't do any of that stuff, if you're just in a market where, like I am, I'm a lawyer, I'm in a highly competitive market, there's far too many lawyers in this country, as you know, if I want to charge a dollar more for doing a will than the lawyer down the street, I'm not going to get that business. The only other way that I can grow my business is simply to cut my costs to the bone and to be the low-cost provider, even though that may mean a radical change in my business model. And that's the really...
In some cases, for some companies, quality.
That's right. I mean, I will tell you, 20 years ago, there were very few lawyers working out of their homes. Hardly anybody did that. It just wasn't...
You were a weirdo if you did.
You were a true weirdo. Now I will tell you that solo attorneys, I won't say, if you have a firm, then, there's definitely a need for real estate. But if you're a solo lawyer and you're still working out of an office, paying overhead and all that stuff, why are you doing it? Cutting by working out of your home, you cut your costs amazingly, and most of your clients don't mind. Your clients are looking to cut their costs, too. And if you can offer them a lower fee, by cutting your overhead, that's a win-win for everybody. So there's an example.
But if you're a small business, and to take your idea and transport it to another kind of a small business, which obviously you're a small business owner too, attorneys are. But if it would take it to another business, what you had to do, you had to show your clients that you working from home was an advantage for them, not
correct.
Just for you. Right.
That's absolutely right. You always have to sell it as a win-win. If you're in a service business like that, you have to show that it's a win-win to them. I mean, there are people who still, look at you kind of weird. You're doing somebody's will, and you're meeting them at a diner. For a lot of clients, that's going to be a weird experience, and you have to. And by the way, I always tell people that if you decide to work out of your house, beware the refrigerator. You remember in college you had the freshman 15,
right?
You gained 15 pounds your freshman year. This is going to happen to you as well. Keep up that gym membership and just watch your health, because now you got the best company cafeteria you've ever had in your life.
I've worked from home many years over my career, and the secret to the guy who trained me about this a long time ago said the key to doing this is, number one, you have to have a dedicated space.
Right.
You have to have a dedicated space, and
right.
It can't just be a. I mean, if it starts out as a roll top in the corner of the den, so be it. But you got to get out of that as soon as possible.
Right.
But get up and get ready as if you were going downtown to work.
Yeah, yeah. Discipline does become an issue. I when the first few months that I worked out of the house, Jim, I put a yellow Post-it note on the door going out to the garage, and it was just one word: pants?
Right.
Pants question. Right. Are you wearing your pants? Look down before you go out to you leave the house.
This is just an example of one way of thinking about efficiencies.
It's just one example, precisely. But basically, I mean, every business has costs that can be cut. You know, here's an exercise, and I actually do this personally, too. But in your business, it's essential. Take some time out, and right now is a good time. You know, as I say, when you're sort of like midway through your fiscal year, sit down and really go through, do a schedule, do a little spreadsheet of how much you spend on everything each month. Go through your credit card statements, your bank statements, and really just make a list of everything that you spend money on, you know, down to the last penny. You can include things like grocery and that kind of stuff. You would be amazed how much money you can mm-hmm. save by doing this, because there's all kinds of hidden costs in there. I did this last year, and I found I was spending about $300 or $400 a year on computer software that I was no longer using. You know, what happens
because,
when you sign up for a software product?
Because you were
product,
continuing to subscribe to them that you weren't using.
Right, exactly.
I just canceled one yesterday, just exactly like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. You have these automatic renewals and stuff.
It costs me
automatically,
$4 a month right out of my account. I wasn't using it anymore, and I canceled it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, you find stuff like that. Wait a minute. I'm not using that anymore. You know, they usually give you the toll-free number. You call them up. It's a hassle. You're going to have to spend 15 minutes talking to some dumb jerk, but at least you'll be able to save that much money. And that kind of stuff adds up. You know, I mean, I found a few items. I was actually able to cut about $700-$800 from my expenses last year,
mm-hmm.
just stuff like that. And if you don't,
well,
if you don't
then,
look at,
and then, but even if you're not home based, this is you can do the same thing. Mainly just making sure that in our office, whenever someone goes to, one person buys all of our supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Not the, people don't get to order their own ink. One
right.
person does that. So we do it together, and that consolidates those purchases and saves us money.
Mm-hmm.
That's another way of saving money. And also when you buy stuff, if you buy more than you need, you got to store it. You got to put it somewhere. It's in the way. It's clutter.
That's right.
Another thing that happens when you. So go ahead, Cliff.
Well, that's okay. You're getting to my next point, which is draw the line between essential and non-essential expenses. Essential expenses are the things you have to spend money on to stay in business. And believe it or not, it's not a whole lot of stuff. You know, I mean, most businesses, most of my clients, when they do these exercises, they come out and they find that it's only about three or four things that they absolutely have to spend money on each month to keep the doors open. You know, and those are the things, obviously, you don't strip on.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things you don't cut. And sometimes they're not obvious. A lot of small businesses... When the recession hits and the economy tails downward, the first thing they cut back on is marketing.
And right. That's a mistake. Hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break, folks. SucceedingInYourBusiness.com. That's Chris' website. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.